These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The president believes that we can do more to help reduce elevated lead readings in children. That's why EPA is going to put into place a much more stringent reporting requirement for companies that use lead and release it into the air, water, or land.
When Mother Nature wants to do her thing, you just kind of stand back, try to get a plan, and then you redo the plan, and then you redo the plan.
We don't know how long it's going to last. There may be double crest, and it may be several weeks before the floodwaters begin to recede.
I'm happy for Mississippi. I'm sad for South Carolina and Georgia. This is what should have happened there. They would still have their symbols, probably, if the public had had an opportunity to vote on it.
The people obviously have spoken. I was more hopeful that the people of Mississippi are ready to move fully forward. And that obviously has to happen with time.
For the Fed to come in like this, completely surprise everybody, completely go against the way the market was thinking, it's an extremely aggressive statement.
In this week's Quebec Summit, our goal is simple yet profound. The discussions we hold and the mandates we produce must help improve the lives of people throughout our hemisphere.
What Israel has done against Lebanon is not acceptable. It is not justified at all. It is unnecessary escalation that, as I said, may affect the overall stability in the region and may endanger the interests of all, including Israel.
I think what was done was the minimum. And Syria has to decide. Either she is out of Lebanon, so she will not be a target. But if she wants to run Lebanon, she will complicate the life of Lebanon and the future of peace.